Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Dust off your Manolos and pour yourself a Cosmo because Sex and the City is coming back, you guys. Sarah Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Kristen Davis confirmed it with this teaser. They're bringing the show back to life on HBO Max, but here's a twist. For one thing, the show has a new name. It's called And Just Like That. The other big change is that Kim Cattrall will not be back as Samantha. Not super surprised about that part of it, but are you guys here for this?
Look, I think everybody has been waiting for this to happen for a very long time. Whether you like the series or not, whether you like the movies or not, you still know a character, you still know which character that you are, and this show holds a place in everybody's hearts. I don't care who you are, man or woman.
But also, what if your character doesn't come back? Like, I'm a combination of Carrie and Samantha, so half of me is no longer in the series. And I think, you know what I mean? Like, for me, that really upsets me. I found out about this late yesterday. I was like, wait, what's going on? I didn't fully understand what was going on. I'm here for it, but the fact that, like, they're trying to use a different title and try to differentiate from Sex and the City as much as possible, I just feel like, is the juice worth the squeeze? Like, you have such an iconic franchise. You did the show for however many seasons. You have two movies. The second movie we let pass because, whatever, we're super fans and we didn't care as much as we should have.
Yes.
Now, to, like, revamp it in, like, a smaller scale with only three of the women when it's really about the four of them. And then also to know that whatever feud has gone on behind the scenes is so bad that somebody will not return sort of just jolts the, like, I don't know, the magic of it all a little bit. Aww. Like, do people really want no Samantha in this show?
Well, I mean, I love Samantha, but I love the other girls enough that I think I'm okay without her.
Oh, no. The problem is the show is called Sex and the City, and three married broads, we know nobody's having sex in that city, okay? So give me somebody. I need you to cast somebody who's going to be that young, you know, sexy siren that's going to actually explore the city as a single woman and have these women go ahead and kind of guide her through. Now, over the years, I will say Sex and the City has gotten a little bit of pushback because of their lack of diversity. Mm-hmm. This is HBO's chance and Sex and the City's chance to show that they can cast somebody in that role. And all I want is a Kamora Lee Simmons or Issa Rae in that role. Just let me have it.
Yeah, no, I love that. I also think it's one of those things where if you're not going to bring Samantha back, and I know I read a little bit about the show this morning and it says it's about the women navigating friendships in their 50s, then I think that you need to also include losing friends. People lose friends throughout their life. It happens. People who have been friends for 20 years, if you're no longer going to have Samantha around, I don't want to hear that Samantha's in L.A. or Saint-Tropez or dating some man. Tell us that Samantha went AWOL and y'all are not cool anymore.
Like, I want to know. I love that.
You can't just pretend she's gone and it's all fine.
And also, don't you think that Kristen Davis' character is going to be, like, the one divorced because she's so least likely to be divorced? They've got to have, like, a twist there.
No, but she's already been divorced.
Oh, but no, divorced again. She converted. She converted. No, yeah.
Yeah, she can't do it twice.
Yeah, no.
Also, but watch your language. Watch your language because you keep on saying if you're not going to have Samantha back, if you're not going to invite her in, Samantha was the one, Kristen, what's her name? Oh my God, what can
Kristen
I think?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall is the one who said she would never do another Sex in the City again.
Totally.
She never wanted to play that character again. It was not her. She wanted to move on. So we can't, because a lot of people are pointing the fingers at Sarah Jessica Parker in that feud, you know, of why she didn't come back. But she said she wasn't going to come back.
Kim
this wasn't done for her.
Like, Kim, there was feuds. Kim doesn't like Sarah. Sarah doesn't like Kim. I think that's pretty clear.
It wasn't just like, I'm done with Samantha. They hate each other. And the fact that they hate each other to the extent that they hate each other, and we still don't really know why, is fascinating to me.
Let's get a couple, like, major things about the story. What do you think? So you think, you guys both think Kristen's character, why can I blanking on her? Charlotte. You think Charlotte's still going to be married? What about Big and Carrie? Together or broken up?
Together.
I think Big and Carrie are going to be together, chilling.
Together.
I don't think it's going to be. I think the new adventures are going to come with the new woman. I think we're going to get the fashion. I think we're going to get the city. And I also think we're going to get a diverse fourth character that we have always needed in this series.
That works with Carrie or something. Like,
it's
that's, yeah.
2021. Like, I think it's.
Just give me Kamora Lee Simmons and, like, let me get my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about this. I'm excited to see what it's going to be and how they're going to do it. And I'm sure it's going to be good no matter what they do.
And by the way, let's be honest. If Kim Cattrall really wanted to come back on this show, they would have done it. She worked the last two seasons not liking Sarah Jessica Parker.
And the movies.
And the movie. Joy Behar and if those two can go to work together. If Elizabeth Hasselbeck and Rosie O'Donnell can sit across from each other at a table for 3 years, these two can be on set together acting to be friends.
Kim's done. Kim has no interest
Kim
whatsoever.
Is over it. Sad. But, Kim.
We're excited, though. I'm so excited. Okay, some sad news for all you single ladies out there. Michael B. Jordan is officially off the market. Yesterday, the sexiest man alive made it Instagram official with Lori Harvey. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, this is Steve Harvey's daughter. What do you guys think? Is this a good match?
I don't have what Lori has, and it really confirmed that for me yesterday. Like, she is doing all the right things, right? Like, she's dating. She's in her 20s. She's living her best life. She's dated men before that have been successful who have loved her. I'm happy for her. I think it's amazing. Like, good, you know, she's stunning. He's stunning. They should
be
together.
She is stunning. And she's
stunning.
Like, you're right. She's doing something right. I was, like, looking through her Instagram. I'm like, she's the one that, like, doesn't even think of a clever caption. She just puts an emoji for all of her photos, and it still works.
Yes.
Because she looks like that.
I
have to try.
Everybody
There's
else
a difference.
Like, we have to try, right? We have to put all these, like, clever captions. She's just like, nope, emoji it.
You know, she's a beautiful girl. She's smart. She's personable. I've been around her a few times. Mm-hmm. And she is kind of sort of like that one friend where, like, they date the first guy and you're like, yeah, girl, get your life. And then they date the second guy and you're like, yeah, girl, get your life. And then when the third or fourth guy comes around, you're like, listen, you need to slow down. You're about two steps away from doing too much. You know, like, when your friend gets to that point but hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I think for her, when she dated Future, we were all like, oh my God, like, what's, like, where are you gonna go from here, first off? And what are you thinking? You're dating a dude, and I'm not saying that dating a dude with a kid is bad, but when you're dating a dude with 13 children, it's a little bit off.
She's like, only, what, 24?
She's only 24, and that's a lot of baggage to pick up. Like, your name is Lori, not Delta. So I think for her, this was a great move. I have restored my faith in her.
Okay.
And I think she's killing it. This is great for her.
How long do you guys think they secretly dated before making it Instagram official? Because I feel like with Michael B. Jordan, he's very private. He keeps things under wraps, and he did a really good job with this one. And to make it Instagram official, and they did it the same time, same day, same photo series.
Six months to a year.
I don't think
so.
Wow. No, she had just broken. No, no.
You think it's been 3 months? You think he's going to Instagram?
Let me tell you something. You said something very important. You don't have what Lori has. We all don't have what Lori has, okay?
What?
She's got something going on there that people are loving and that are attracted to. We saw them go to Thanksgiving together. We saw the photos of them getting off that private jet and landing in Atlanta. She was just in Punta Cana with Future and her girlfriends 6 months before
that. No, that was, Justin, your time is skewed like everyone's. That was over a year ago.
No, that was not. not. What now, was
I'm about to Google future and Punta Cana and Lori Harvey. That was a long ass time ago. I think we were still in studio. I was still in studio. Yeah, no, that was where this is like the Chloe and Tristan saga where you think you've been talking about it for 2 weeks, but it's been 4 years. No, that was longer. That's been going on longer.
By the way, our producers are very adamant that we let you guys know that she dated Diddy. She might have dated Diddy's son. She was with Future. And she was also engaged to this guy named Neymar, who's hot as hell, who's a soccer player. You better Google it. He's hot and he's foreign and he's single.
So, yeah, Lori, people like Lori.
Yeah, I like Lori.
All right, you guys. Up next, well, I'm happy for them, but sad for all the women that were like, what? No, I was holding out hope to meet him. Up next, Bachelor Matt's surprising deal breakers. Is he okay with a girl who dated his friend? And Kristen Cavallari just took a big step with her new man. Is it too soon, though? We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So tiny, I'm kind of freaking out. But Matt is such a gentleman, and to have somebody who makes you feel safe, even when you're a little scared, is so important.
I was waiting for a weft to fly out of that hair so hard, because you know they're just clipping on every extension they could find in that suitcase.
100%. And I'm sitting there, I just love how The Bachelor, they're so good at just making everything so dramatic. It's like that drama music. And I was like, oh, they're in the air for like 6 minutes. It's great. Matt James is officially starting to date tonight on the episode of The Bachelor on ABC. So I wanted to find out what he considers a total deal breaker in a relationship. And honestly, some of his answers may surprise you.
She's really into PDA.
Rose taker, because like if you feel some type of way about somebody, then like if you, however you choose to express it, like I'm not gonna bash you, so.
She picks at her teeth while she's at the table.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. Nah, that's a deal breaker. I draw the line there. Take that stuff to the bathroom. That's where the line's drawn. Heck no.
She once dated one of your friends.
Rose taker. My friends have great taste. You know what I'm saying? If I'd be lucky, you know? So, okay. Rose taker.
Okay, I like it. She does not like to work out.
That might be a deal breaker. You gotta take care of yourself, because I want you around for the kids, so. I want you around for everything. So, yeah, you got it. That's a deal breaker.
She does not get along with mama.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I wouldn't bring someone around that doesn't get along with my mom. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't see that as a deal breaker, because, like, I feel like we could work. We can make it work.
What about your friends? Let's say your friends all hate her.
That's not a deal breaker. I'm an independent thinker. Like, and I might know what's best for me. I might know what's better for me and what I'm looking for than my friends. But they probably know better than I do, so. But I'm not going to let them decide.
You may in the end be like, all right, fine, you're right, but I had to.
Right, I had to figure it out for myself.
Okay, what about, she's one of those that's just always on her phone, continuously looking at her phone.
Deal breaker. I can't. That's like the worst. When we're together, like time is so precious and limited, like we gotta be cuddling, we gotta be doing something. Like I don't want, that's no.
Oh. Okay. Well, if you want even more scoop on The Bachelor, pull out your phone and scan the QR code at the bottom of our screen. It'll take you to E! Online for all the details on the ladies fighting for Matt's heart tonight on The Bachelor. Oh. He's so fun. He's like one of those guys where as soon as I was done with that interview, I'm like, I know why they chose you.
100%.
I mean, he's got it all. He's got the charisma. He stands up for himself. He's a mama's boy, but he's not. Mm-hmm. He's a good choice. So
he's a good balance.
See the season. Yeah. All right. Jason Sudeikis is heartbroken over Olivia Wilde's new romance with Harry Styles. A source tells E! News Olivia was definitely trying to keep her new relationship with Harry on the DL, but, you know, word got out. She was recently spotted carrying lots of her belongings out of the home she shared with Jason. And according to people, Jason has hope that maybe there's a way for them to repair things. Aww.
Damn.
Anyway, that's, you see those two back together?
I hope so. I mean, I really like them together. I didn't realize how much I liked them together until they were apart. I didn't even think about them before. But I just feel like the Harry Styles thing, we talked about this a little bit last week, the Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde thing came up so randomly and out of nowhere, and I feel like when you're at that level of A-list, like, you try to hide that as much as possible, but they were just so out and about with hand-holding and stuff, mm-hmm. which leads me to believe that her and Jason have probably been really over, at least on her side, for a really long time. You don't just step out with someone else who's, you know, when you have, you know, when you're in the middle of breaking up with somebody who you have kids with. So
yeah.
I don't know. Jason seems like a really sweet guy. I think she seems great. I think, like, 10 years, you know, maybe they take a little break and they just work their way back together. But I just don't think Harry's going to be the long-term fix, and I'm not even saying she wants that.
By the way, I agree with you that he is not going to be the long-term fix, but we know what happens once someone dates that A-list dude. It kind of sort of opens up, like, the door to that next, you know, level of echelon of D. Like, imagine, like, the women who dated John Mayer, who dated Brad Pitt. All of a sudden, all these other men out there were like, oh, my God, maybe we should go for her.
Yeah.
Now, look, I don't want to spread
the rumors. The upper echelon of D?
Another echelon, okay. For sure. Nobody was really checking for, you know, Jessica Simpson until John Mayer and her really got it in.
Napalm.
But I'm going to say this. I don't want to spread no rumors. Uh-huh. I don't want to say much about this. And I'm going to say allegedly off the top. But I heard from somebody close to the camp, the reason why these two never got married was because Jason didn't want things to change. Mm. And if you're with somebody for a very long time, if this is true, if that person won't put a ring on it and bring you down that aisle, you will find somebody who will.
Yeah.
And I just think that she is now, I know she has been A-list forever, but once you get into, like, a A-list situation,
it's irrelevant. Like Harry Styles, no, I think Jason Sudeikis is A-list as well. I think what it is that Harry is so hot. He's young. He's from a different field. I think there's just a spark around him, and he hasn't dated very many people publicly, if anybody, right? Who did he date? Taylor Swift, when, like, no one cared about him as much?
Yeah,
like,
and I mean, if you're right about why, the reasons why they could have broke up, I mean, I don't feel for you, Jason, because it's like, I feel like that's just the saga, because it's like, you know, men do that all the time, so they don't realize what they have until they finally let them go. They think they're fine, and then they see him move on to a younger guy, and it's all of a sudden like, oh, no, I do want to marry you. And it's like, too late. I was with you for how long?
Yeah, but take some credit here, because we all know that one cool bitch in our life who's like, I don't need to be married. I'm good like this. I'm modern. And you keep on saying that to a dude, and when he doesn't marry you, you're like, but why didn't you marry me? And you've been saying right here that wasn't your jam.
That's
women
true.
Do that a lot all the time.
She allowed
Maybe,
it.
But
if
we
this
don't
is
know.
True, if this is true, she did date him for 10 years and went along with. I, by the way, I don't even believe that to be the case. I think they probably were just happy and ended up being together for 10 years and didn't feel the need to. And look how much easier their breakup is. I just feel like Jason is a sweetie pie, and I think she's great. I don't know. I want them to. It feels like sad that they're no longer together, and they should try to work it out.
I always felt like they were that couple that was going to be together forever. They just seemed to have so much in common. They seemed to have the same sense of humor, you know, the same star power. It just, everything seemed right.
But let me ask you a question. Everything seemed right with Jen and Brad. Jen thought when he was going off to do Mr. and Mrs. Smith that everything was cool. We Gucci, right? We just had sex 2 days ago. Do you think it could have been a situation where they got on set, they seen each other, and it was a Brad and Angelina
the spark,
all over again?
Harry and Olivia?
Because there's some speculation that
of the timeline
is not as squeaky clean as we think. And I wouldn't be mad at it.
Well, look, I mean, if you're having major problems at home, let's say her and Jason have been getting along for a long time, and then you've got this new hot guy coming, it makes it a little easier to be like, you know what? I really don't need you, Jason. I got somebody right here that's ready to pick me up if I fall.
Yeah, y'all are cutthroat, y'all.
God, I don't like it. Jason, I love you. I am so sad for you if you're sad. And Olivia, I'm happy if you're happy.
Jason, I'm single. I love a funny guy.
All right, you guys, coming up, the Bella twins are here live. Nikki and Brie are talking motherhood, marriage, and they are not holding anything back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You are just pulling out all the tea today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
By the way, Mateo smiled at us. Go to the smile.
Look at it.
He just starts smiling.
Is that not crazy? Oh,
because of the pandemic, Artem isn't allowed to go to the doctor's appointments. And since Brie is pregnant and also a patient, we totally set up our appointments at the same time.
So he's like a week ahead of his growth. He's growing very well. His heart looked amazing.
Oh, good.
Everything.
Nicole and I were tripping out because the babies could be born.
Maybe the same day, maybe a couple days apart.
So crazy. We all know how that turned out. Joining us now are Brie and Nikki. Bella, Happy New Year. How were Mateo and Buddy's first Christmas and New Year?
It was so cute. It was fun because we're such twins and we make them twins, but we dress them the same for Christmas and New Year's. Poor boys.
I know. But it was special. It made the holidays feel so much more special with them.
Totally.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, I'm about to have my first baby in literally 5 weeks. And I need to know from you guys, you're obviously experts at this point, what has been the biggest struggle for you on your relationship since becoming a mom?
Ooh, you know what it is?
I know.
Yeah, we're like, oh, there's struggles. You know, yeah. For me, it's like, you know, you're with the baby all the time. And then I'm also with my 3.5-year-old. So when you want your me time, you actually realize that your me time needs to be time for your husband. And you're like, I just want to be by myself. But I think Brian and I came up with a really great schedule to allow us to have, you know, hours for our marriage, hours to be parents, and then a time where we just, it's he and I on our own, doing our own thing.
Well, and for like the first time moms, I think what's really important is that the man is always checking up on you too, because I know like, and you'll see it towards the end of the season, Artem, when he would come back from dancing, it was always Mateo, and he never asked me how I was doing and like gave me attention. And it's weird that through postpartum that really affects you and can affect your relationship. So prep him and tell him when you check on the baby, check on me, because I need to hear those words too. So
I love
Absolutely. That.
That's really That's great advice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to see the birth of your boys on Total Bellas Thursday night here on E! I want to know, number one, how are you guys feeling about getting to watch this? Have you got to see it yet?
So we have. And it's so funny. Nicole and I both, we cried. We watched it like 3 times and we've cried every time. We just love it. And I think the neat thing is you see Nikki have a vaginal birth and
vaginal
and go through her thing. And then I have a C-section. So it's two completely different births within 22 hours. And It was really special. I loved watching my sister in labor. I was like, oh my gosh, to see, like, that's so weird.
It's all of me there. This Thursday, you're going to see it all. I was even like, whoa, there I am.
Yeah. And Brian and I had a surprise. So you see our reactions finding the sex of the baby when he gets pulled out of my stomach.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh. Morgan has been freaking out about the whole delivery process. So is there any words of wisdom that you can give her before she's about to go through this?
Also, with a mask on. I just saw that. With a mask you have to give her.
Which is crazy. I mean, your baby sees you for the first time with a mask, which is weird. But I guess my advice is I always thought I was going to have a natural birth. I thought it was just going to be easy. My births were both completely different. So just to go in there, not having any, like, don't hold yourself any expectations. Just whatever your birth story is, it's your birth story.
And a good playlist that makes you pumped up, because for a while I was doing meditation and music, and my doctor finally goes, we need to amp this up. Like, it's better for you to be out. So do it as if you're doing your best
treadmill workout.
That's the music you want to listen to. I was thinking of it the other way around. And it's weird how it does make you too calm for
pushing
the life out of you, literally.
Okay, I love that. That's good advice.
Good tips. I'm going to write those down in my notes. That's excellent advice, 100%.
Love it.
What's the latest with wedding planning, Nikki?
So my goal would be like Thanksgiving 2021. I just want it to be in a time where we don't have to social distance or wear masks. So it's so weird because Artem and I'm like, do we start planning? Do we not? Like, I don't know. I'm like, you're a dancer. I have to bump and grind on my wedding night. So like, I just, and I want everyone else to, and I think it'll be such a great time because we've all now for almost a year have had to socially distance. So,
and fall will be so pretty.
Fall will be so pretty. And I'm praying and hoping that we could start planning in like a month or two, knowing that like, hey, by fall we will be opened up.
Oh, gosh.
That's the right way to do it.
From your mouth to God's ears, I sure hope so. Okay, well, can you guys stay with us? Because after the break, we're going to do a little bit of trash talk with you.
Ooh, yeah.
Does that sound good? All right, we'll be right back. We are back with the Bella Twins and Mateo.
Hi, Mateo.
So cute. Oh my gosh. His eyes are just stunners. You are in so much trouble with that one, Nikki.
He is so cute.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I think this is perfect because we have a cute little baby on screen and we're going to play a game of trash talk.
Yeah.
This is totally perfect. Okay. We know you two love each other, but we want you guys to dish the dirt on each other and your men. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brie, name three things your sister does that bugs you.
That bugs me.
Oh, three.
Yeah, only three. She's a perfectionist, which drives me crazy. She's always about like a certain type of schedule. When things get a little off track, it's like a little grumpiness comes in and it's like, just go with the flow. And then the third thing is always hearing about her weight. Like, oh my gosh, I need to lose weight.
Whatever.
The baby. Right, Kayo?
Oh my God. I love that. All right, Nikki, what is the grossest thing you've ever seen your sister do?
Ooh.
I don't know why. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's something with your gross feet. I knew you were going to say that because you don't do pedicures and her feet are so nasty. They are nasty. They just look, like, remind me of like Fred Flintstone. And they do. It's probably like maybe. I mean, it's COVID. I just can't get a pedicure. Whatever.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That's exactly. A pass. Totally. What's the last thing you two argued about besides Bree's feet?
Gosh, I would have to say probably,
look at
the last thing we argued about.
I mean, we argue like once
all
a day.
Time. Yeah.
We just had one about not answering my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Why was your phone on silent? I was trying to get a hold of you. And I'm like, seriously, you just told me you were coming back at 9 a.m. I didn't know that I had to check my phone at like 7:45.
Well, things happen.
Yeah.
That was literally a fight like an hour ago.
That's hilarious.
Okay, Nikki, this one's for you. What is the thing that Artem does that annoys you the most?
When he...
Let me count the ways.
I'm like, sorry, Artem. But when he cleans the dishes, he puts them on the counter instead of putting them away. And I'm like, seriously?
Oh, my gosh.
It annoys me so
dishes.
Much.
Dishes.
Okay, I'm
he's grateful like defending himself.
But put them away.
Finish the process.
Are always an issue in a marriage. It's always.
It's true.
Have you ever pretended to not hear your baby cry so that the man would deal with it? Mateo, close your ears.
I did it one time because I was like, oh, if I'm staying up for the dream feed, like, this is my time because I put him down.
Yeah.
So Brian has to grab him that in between the 7 to 10 p.m. time. So he was crying. I see Brian still reading his book and I'm like, oh no, he doesn't think I'm going to get up. So I kind of like the time like I couldn't hear it, and then finally Brian was like, "Oh, I think Buddy's crying. Should I get him?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, you should."
Because women always hear the cry first. Have you guys noticed that, Nikki?
Always.
Your new mom.
You're like constant alert. It's crazy when the dad can keep snoring away, and you're like, "Did you hear that? Like, he breathed wrong." Yeah. Like, you know, it's crazy. You're so in sync with them. It's nuts.
Yeah, my favorite is to exaggerate, saying that she's been crying for like 30 minutes when it's really been like five. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining
us, Mateo. Thank you so much.
You're so cute.
So cute.
I love it. So cute. You guys, check out Total Bellas Thursday night at 9 p.m. right here on E! He's so sweet.
That face.
Okay, still ahead, how the Kardashians are saying goodbye to their reality show, plus Inside Blue Ivy's birthday celebration, the amazing moment you've got to see. That's next. Adorable. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. 60 seconds, Hollywood headlines. You know the drill. You ready? Let's do this. Okay, that's a wrap for the Kardashians. They've filmed the final scenes for the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim posted this video of her toasting the crew and the family. The 20th season of Keeping Up airs later this year. Okay, well, if you're sad about the Kardashians, Blue Ivy Carter dancing might just make you so happy. So tune into this. Beyonce's mom, Tina, posted this video of her granddaughter showing off her moves. Get it, girl? Now, her caption said Blue looked just like her Aunt Solange dancing at that age. So cute. Okay, and Kamala Harris is on the cover of Vogue, but there's some controversy. So the magazine released two covers featuring the vice president-elect. Social media sounded off, saying the pictures looked washed out, and that one with her wearing the dark suit in the Converse sneakers, a lot of people thought that was way too casual. Well, the Vogue team says it felt the more informal picture captures her authentic, approachable nature. I'm out of time. Justin, what do you think of all this?
I think that everybody has gone from infectious disease experts to constitutional experts. Now they're creative directors at magazine houses. Everyone is always upset about a magazine cover. Remember when Harry Styles came out in a dress? Mm-hmm. People were outraged. I think for Kamala Harris, she and her team picked this outfit. They wanted to do an homage to her relaxed nature and also her sorority.
Yeah.
And I think they're happy with this.
It's so funny how many people she had to probably go through just to pick that outfit. I mean, like her entire team, the entire Vogue team, like everybody sounded off on it, and it's like they still get backlash. So sometimes you just can't win.
And it's still going to be the biggest seller ever.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think Kamala Harris's Vogue cover was necessarily about the fashion. I think that's the first cover that it was focused on more things.
Ooh.
1,000.
Wow. That was very,
telling of you.
Right? Okay. Regina King is sharing her badass ways in the new issue of In Style. She says her 40s have been the most badass time in her life.
Good.
The badass curse word she loves the most, the F word. And when it comes to texting or calling, here's what she told the magazine's badass questionnaire.
I love it. She's looking
Regina.
Good. The mint.
Oh, that's a tough one because it depends on who it is that you try to communicate with. People that I love calling. A lot of people going to be like, she always texts me.
Okay, the February issue is on sale Friday. Be honest, how many calls do you really make in a day? I know Morgan is 100% a texter.
Unless there's something on her mind that she wants to spit at you right before Pilates. So it gives her a time frame of how long she can be on the call.
10 minutes to get this out.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. That's how I am. And I
There's
also, like,
asterisk.
For some reason, I always have, like, a problematic phone. So, like, as much as I'm on my phone, I miss, like, 90% of my phone calls. Like, they don't pop up. But I definitely prefer to text. My biggest pet peeve is if you're texting somebody and then they call you in the middle. Like, that doesn't mean you can talk.
Oh, I am the king of that.
Me
because
too.
I hate texting.
You don't do that.
I have done that. I have done that to you before, but maybe it just worked out because or maybe it was a good time because you didn't get mad at me. But I am so 100% a caller. I mean, I'll text if it's something like I need you to remember, like a grocery list to Shan or something like those things. But when it comes to like having a conversation, especially if I need to tell a story, I want to talk to you because it just, I hate having to sit there and write so much. I always feel like it never comes across the same.
100%. I'm a caller. I walk for 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I go on my white lady walks, and I like to talk.
Yeah, I do too.
I like to talk. I like to catch up.
So you think out of breath?
And all the producers know this too, because every time I have a question, I'm always calling. They're like, you could have texted this. I'm like, but I wanted to talk. coming up, you guys, love the Bridgerton fashion, but not sure how you can pull it off in real life. Well, we're going to show you how. The style secrets from all of your favorite shows next.
Prince Friedrich, this is the young lady I was telling you about. The season's diamond.
So lovely to meet you, Miss Bridgerton. Your gown, it is exquisite.
Oh my gosh, we cannot get enough of Netflix's Bridgerton. And just like The Queen's Gambit and The Undoing, it's not only binge-worthy, it's also style-worthy. Fashion expert Melissa Chatain is here. She's going to show us how your favorite celebrities are wearing the looks and how you can too. So let's start with the hottest show right now, Bridgerton. It takes place during the Regency
era. Yes.
So what's a good way to update these looks?
Okay, there's so many trends from Bridgerton that we can use today. First up is the Bridgerton blue. We saw Daphne, the lead character, rock this light blue all over the show. And we saw this on the red carpet with Emily Blunt rocking that light Bridgerton blue at the Oscars and the Schiaparelli gown. Isn't it gorgeous? We also love how the puff shoulders are a thing. Now, you see this picture of Janelle Monáe rocking this poet collar. That's stealing from the guys. So don't shy away from style. You can steal from the guys like the Duke of Hastings, who everyone loves, and rock this beautiful poet collar with some trousers. You can find that right now on ASOS.com, which is just so accessible.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So you don't need to have Bridgerton money to actually pull off the style.
No, you don't. And the other thing is the embellishments. We saw the ladies with these gorgeous necklines. Did you see the Duchess in this look?
Yes.
Okay, so we're told to take off a piece of jewelry before every look. You can do the earrings, the necklace, and a crown. You are royalty at home. Don't shy away from a headband for those Zoom calls. So you can definitely rock the embellishments at home and have fun with style. And obviously, because we're at home, we see a lot of the Empire waist. You can do an Empire waist pajama and make it oh so elegant while you're at home.
Ooh, I like this. We have to talk about another obsession. It's the Queen's Gambit. Now, I often feel like whenever you wear this style, you have to fully commit. Like, you have to have the car, you have to have the house, you gotta have the whole attitude.
Yes, the Queen's Gambit is all about 60s mod. You have to have the attitude. No one does this better than Alexa Chung. We saw her rock the coat as a conversation piece. You see a lot of coats on the show. That is the statement coat to make it mod. I also love the all black turtleneck look with the skirt. Everyone has a black turtleneck. Making that the hero piece that you wear and pairing it with a mini skirt is also mod. And then the neckline. So in the 60s, we had a little bit of sexy, a little bit of modesty. So you saw like Chloe Grace Moretz and Lily Collins do the Peter Pan collar, which you can find a dress like that right now with a lot of color and showing a lot of leg. So that's how you balance the modesty and the 60s mod look to pull it off right now.
I like that.
I like it. I always say I need it to be just a little slutty.
A little. So you're not a lady of the night. So this, like, modesty at top, lady of the night on the bottom.
Exactly. Let's move on to The Undoing. Okay, when we weren't talking about that ending, everyone was talking about the fabulous coats Nicole Kidman got to wear.
You talking about the style of about to go to jail chic? Who was talking about that?
Okay, well, we learned two things. Nicole Kidman never ages, and a coat can make a scene and make an outfit. And no one does that better than beautiful Meghan Markle. She's always rocking a signature coat, and she does it with style. So people really don't know how to style coats. I'm going to give you a quick tip that I use with my clients. If you don't know what color works for you, place a white sheet over you and pull out colors from your closet to see if it lights up your face or if it gives you like a gray undertone. Mm. That is the easiest style tip. So then you know if it lights you up, you can pull it off and rock your Meghan Markle.
And that is the color coat you should get.
That is the color coat you should get. Yes, absolutely.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All of these fabulous coats that we see, like we see Gigi Hadid, we see Rihanna, all of these coats have price tags for like $1,500, $4,000.
Yeah.
How do we find that statement coat at a lower price? I'm about to give somebody a plug and that's not even the situation.
I'm telling you, you don't need, you can find them at I Love ASOS for a lot of coats. Zara has some great coats right now. Plaid is in. The tip is not about finding the expensive coat. It's all about how it fits you and structuring it. You can always get it tailored, but how it fits you, it should be like the icing on a very elegant cake. That's how the coat should fit on your body.
Icing on
I like that.
Yes.
Cake. I love it. Thank you so much.
Miss Chatain, honey.
All right. If you guys want some more styling tips, give Melissa a follow on Instagram at Chatain Style. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
So good to see you. Okay, up next, Morgan had a big surprise over the weekend. She's going to give us the exclusive details about her baby shower after the break.
Lady Chatain came through.
We are back with Morgan's big weekend surprise.
Oh, she wins again. She wins another weekend this year. Surprise.
Not even close.
I was actually sad. I mean, I was happy for you. This was very cute, but I was actually a little sad. I was looking forward to being able to celebrate you with a baby shower, but that's okay. This was very cute.
It was very sweet. I mean, listen, this is, you guys know, I mean, behind the scenes, I have like picked up this baby shower planning like three different times, and it was like, things are not so bad. Okay, we can do it. Everyone can come. Okay, we can test everybody. And just like with the inconsistencies with everything going on and having that many people in a room, it's just not the time. And I finally just made the decision over Christmas and I was like, I just can't do this. It sucks. Cause you know, your first baby, you never get this time back. And so I was going to originally have it, as you guys know, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then Jordan surprised me with this lunch and like set up these flowers when I was showering with somebody and like, you know, just basically was like, if we can't do a baby shower with everybody, let's just do it with us and the baby. And like, we set some placemats for our moms and who didn't even come. Like we had tacos and it was just aww, like us. And we just hung out. I mean, the flowers were so stunning. I like can't even. They're still on my table, but I'm gonna get rid of them another today.
One. I love it. We're getting so close. You're due soon. You're going on maternity leave soon. I just want to know, in general, how are you feeling?
I have to say, I'm feeling really, really good. I haven't, like, everyone's like, your feet are going to swell, your face is going to swell. And I'm like, let me know when that happens.
Don't, take it, knock on wood.
I know. I feel good.
You're going to wake up tomorrow.
My legs are definitely kind of rubbing together and it's hard to get up as much as it was. And like peeing in the middle of the night 100 times is weird. And also, like, as much as I'm excited to go on maternity leave just to like get a break, it's going to be weird to not do the show with you guys every day. It's going to be an adjustment.
Yeah,
it's going
to be a stress. Well, you can call us anytime. If you
I'll
ever
pop
miss
in.
Us, you can Skype in with the baby girl. We'll take you anytime.
Oh, yeah.
I just need like a little bit of bad news. Like, if you go into labor at 2:00 and that baby's out by 3:30, I'm going to be really pissed.
No,
like,
Everything's just going so great.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you know, like when one sister gets engaged, there's like the one in the corner who's like drinking by herself, like looking like nasty. Like, that's me at this point. So I need something to happen where like you're in labor for 13.
Hey, look.
Or like, you know what I mean?
You know, she's been pregnant during a pandemic. She's actually gone through a lot.
She's a recluse anyway.
No, I am not. I am a social butterfly.
She would have loved to have a huge party.
We were going to have it at a store.
But I do have to say, you know, like, I feel like you've been through a lot, and I think a lot of pregnant women are looking at you because you've been able to maintain a very positive attitude, even though things keep changing on you, and that's difficult to deal with.
Thank you. Thank you, Carissa.
You know what?
Hormonally.
It's really nice of you. Because you know what? You still haven't gotten that chicken that she's been promising you for 3 years.
That is true. I love a roasted chicken.
Okay, but at that point in my life, things were rough. So now we can have it in my new home. We can do the chicken with the baby.
Okay. That's what I'm not going to do is walk in your new home and see your pretty baby and watch you get skinny 10 days after you do it.
I hope I get skinny 10 days after. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I just love that she thinks she's going to be cooking after that baby comes. She'll be like, you'll be postmating everything for 3 months. Okay, we're out of time. Dr. Oz is here to help you choose the best diet for 2021. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
You're talking like she's cooking 6 courses. It's a chicken and some salad.
That's a lot. That's a lot.